Good morning, brothers and sisters.
大家早上好。
Thank you, Caleb, and the worship team to lead us in this worship.
感谢 Caleb 和整个敬拜小组。
So December is a holiday season.
整个十二月份呢，就是一个这个节日的季节。
I believe many of you may have attended various parties and have some sumptuous meals.
我相信我们当中的很多人呢，在座的很多人都去了很多不同的派对啊，或者是吃了什么豪华大餐。
I think you are being well. Maybe you have been invited to a great dinner.
一个很好的自助的晚餐。
You may be even skipping your breakfast or lunch that day just to make sure that you can enjoy every kind of food of that buffet.
你也许那天早晨的早饭和午饭都没有吃，就是为了享受那天的这样的一个晚餐。
Yeah, you be doing this?
这个这么好吃的食物面前，你会像这个小孩子一样睡着吗
？Well, maybe if you're a kid that you've been playing so hard that day and you forget about that, I'm going to have a buffet dinner. So, boom, you sleep right in front of that attractive food.
如果你是一个小孩子的话，也许那天你玩的实在太疯了，在这个晚餐之前可能就睡着了。
Well, someone that who were into all you can eat buffet after 4 hours of starving hunt and fell asleep right after tasting the appetizer.
我知道有人在这个在这个有一个24小时的寻物游戏之后呢，邀请到了这样一个日式的。很好的这样的一个自助餐的时候，他刚刚尝完这个前菜就已经睡着了。
So, so regret, and I believe the one who paid for her even more regret.
他呢非常非常的遗憾，但我想给他付钱的人会更遗憾的。
It's very bad planning.
这个是非常不好的。
Or if you were waiting for a great movie and went with a good friend to watch that.
如果你等了一直在等待一个很好看的电影，然后和一个朋友去看了。
Will you be doing this?
然后你会在像这个男士一样睡着吗
？Your friend next to you must be very, very sorry for you. What a great miss!
也许你的朋友呢会对你非常非常的抱歉，因为你错过了很多。
Surely you have you regret by wasting time and also the chance to watch a great movie.
你呢也会很非常的遗憾，对你这个浪费了很多时间和这样的一个机会也会很遗憾的。
Talking about missing something, I think some of us may have such experience of catching an early flight.
当我们讲到错过这件事情的时候呢，我们可能当中的有一些人有这样的一个经历，就是错过早班飞机。
You rush to the airport just to find out that there were so many people queuing up in the TSA security line.
当你赶到机场的时候呢，发现这个安检线的这个地方有很多很多的人在排队。
And you keep on watching your watch, and then you know.Hope to press in, and then by the time you get there, oh, sorry, they closed the gate.
你可能一直在查看你的表，看看几点钟了，是不是来得及？然后当你到这个登机口的时候，人家说，哦，不好意思，登机口已经关闭了。
What will you feel? Definitely, you'll be very frustrated and despair.
你会怎么样你的感受是怎样的呢？是肯定是非常非常生气和绝望的。
So for those frequent travelers like He Wei and Steve, they certainly know that they have to get there early enough.In order not to miss the flight.
就像是这个何伟弟兄和 Steve 弟兄一样，他们经常的坐飞机，他们肯定知道要早一点到机场，以至于不会这样错过飞机。
But how about Sunday worship?
那我们的主日敬拜呢
？This was the picture that I was taken. It was taken last Sunday at 11 a.m. when the Sunday service just began.
这个照片呢是我在上个主日11点钟刚刚主日崇拜开始的时候照的照片。
So you can see that there are still plenty of empty seats.
我们可以看到还有很多的空位。
Right after the worship, the singspiration time, the seats were filled a little bit more.
在11:30的时候呢，当我们唱最后一首这个敬拜歌曲的时候，大家可以看到这个座位就已经被坐满了。
Why can't we miss the flight, but We can be late to attend the service.
我们为什么没有办法错过这个飞机，但是却在这个主日崇拜的时候迟到呢
？Why won't we sleep in front of a you know a attractive buffet or watching a movie, but forget to pay attention during the Sunday worship?
为什么我们在吃这个 自助餐或者是看电影的时候不能睡觉，但是却会到这个主日崇拜的时候没有专心致志的呢？
Maybe the only reason is the worship may not be so important to us.
也许唯一的原因就是这个主日崇拜对你并没有这么的重要。
So that we may be able to get to be late.
也许这样就是我们为什么可以迟到。
Maybe we don't need to pay that much attention.
也许这是为什么我们这样不专心致志的。
Or someone even decide to slip in and skip the whole service.
可能有些人就最后就决定哦，我就睡觉睡过头，然后错过整个崇拜了。
Is worshiping God that unimportant to us?
难道崇拜神这样的一件事情对我们是这样不重要吗？
So what is a Sunday worship?
什么是主日崇拜呢？
It is an appointment with God.
这是与神的一个约定。
In the Old Testament, people hardly can see God.
在旧约的时候，人们很难见到神的面。
As God cannot tolerate sin.
因为神没有办法容忍罪。
Sinner even can't come close to God, but still alive.
罪人呢，仍然存活在这个世界上，但是他们没有办法靠近神。
We know that the Jehovah God we believe is an Almighty God who has all the power from heaven and earth.
我们知道耶和华我们的神是一个非常是有全能的神，他有着天上地下所有的权柄。
He's the Creator. He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
他是这个造物者，他是王中的王，主里面的主。
So remember, every Sunday morning, you have an appointment with such a wonderful and powerful God.
所以请记住，每一个周日的早晨，我们都与这样的一个有着权柄的神有着一个约会。
Sometimes it's hard to imagine that if you won't even be late or miss an appointment with your boss at work or a professor at school, but how come we think that it's okay to miss the appointment with this Almighty God?
也许有的时候我们很难想象在我们工作当中与我们的老板或者是在学校当中与我们的教授错过一个约好的时间，但是怎么我们可以这样错过与我们这样的一个全能的神错过这样的一个约会呢？
Moreover, he's not just an almighty God, he's also a loving God who loves you and willing to die for you while we were still a sinner.
另外呢，他不仅仅是一位有着权柄的，他也是一位爱你的神。他用他在十字架上的死来拯救我们，在我们还是罪人的时候来拯救我们。
For someone that who loves you that much, do you think that it's okay to miss an appointment with him?
作为这样一位爱你的神，你们怎么可以认为与他不？这样如此不准时的约会是这样不重要的呢？
For those who are enough, I believe that if you have a date with your loved one, I bet you'll be planning ahead and longing for that moment instead of just sleeping and miss that date.
我想在约会中的男生女生，如果你在之前有一个约会的话，我想你肯定是提前就准备好，然后非常渴望的去约会，而不是说睡过头然后错过约会。
Moreover, he's a gracious God.Who is waiting desperately to bless us through the encounter?
另外呢，他也是一位有恩典的神，他是非常绝望的等在那里，通过与我们相遇来给我们祝福。
Our spirit will be filled with love, joy, and peace through the worship, and he is going to give us the instruction to us on how to live our life, a victorious life.
我们的精神呢，也会被他的我们的这个生我们的灵也会被他的这个爱和喜乐还有平安，通过这个敬拜来充满。他会给我们这样的一个他会给我们这样的一个引导，来如何过我们得胜的一生。
For those students who are preparing for your final exam, if the professor say, "Hey, I have a review session that is going to tell you what you're going to be test," are you going to miss that?
如果你是学生在准备这个期末考试的时候，如果教授告诉你你可能他会有一个这个串讲考试题目的这样的一个课程的话，你会错失掉吗？
Why we think that it's okay to miss the lesson for our spiritual life?
那你怎么会认为有这样的一个我们属灵上生命的这样的一个重要的一课是可以错失掉的呢？
In the worship, we normally would start with praises and prayer.
在我们敬拜当中，我们一般都是从敬拜赞美和祷告开始的。
This is like in the old day when people come to worship, they normally would bring sacrifice to offer.
这就像是在旧的时候，人们呢来到敬拜的时候，他们都会带着这个献祭。
They may bring, they might bring this cow, lamb, or pair of doves.
他也许会拿这个牛，或者是羊，或者是一对鸽子。
However, nowadays we don't need to bring all this physical thing to offer, but offer our praises and thanksgiving to our Lord.
但是像今天，在今天这个时候，我们是不需要拿这些物质上的东西来献祭的，但是我们是要献上我们的赞美和感恩的。
It's much more convenient for us as God is looking into our heart and He will accept our genuine praises and thanksgiving as an offering.
这样来讲其实是更方便的。神是来检查我们内心的神，他是接受我们真诚的赞美和感恩的。
Of course, one important session of the worship is to listen to God's word.
当然，最重要的一件事情是要听神的话语。
I think many Christians always want to know the will of God.
我知道很多基督徒呢都想知道神的意愿是什么。
A lot of time when we have to make a major decision such as, you know, which school I want to attend, I have to attend, what major I should take, what job I should seek, or who should be my lifetime partner.
尤其是在很多重大的时刻，就像是我们做很多重要决定的时候，就是像什么样的学校我们要去，什么样的专业我们要报考，或者是什么样的工作我需要找，或者是我们一生的这个伴侣是谁。
We always want to seek for God's will. The only reason is because we don't want to make the wrong decision.
我们总是要想寻找神的意愿在里面，原因就是我们不想做错误的决定。
And that wrong decision may affect our own benefit.
这样的一个决定并不是来
will affect our own benefit.
是为了我们自己的一个好处。
However, the will of God has been written in the Bible.
但是神的意愿都在圣经里面写出来了。
If you carefully read through it, you will be able to find almost all of the answers.
如果你认真的倾听的话，认真的读圣经的话，你会找到很多答案。
As we are seeking for His will, the purpose is to glorify Him, but not to make us happy.
当我们在找神的话的时候，我们是要寻求神的意愿，而不是来让我们自己开心的。
Listening to sermon is one of the good ways for us to know what God wants us to do.
然后来到这个来到教会来听讲道呢，其实就是一个来听神说话的一个时刻。
Then after the service, normally we will have lunch together so we can have fellowship with each other.
很多时候在主日崇拜之后呢，我们是有这个午餐和大家一起的。
This is part of the worship, but it's only part of the worship.
这个呢是我们崇拜的一部分，但是它只是一个部分。
So, you know, for someone that who decide to come at after 12 o'clock, they may be just looking for the last part of the worship.
对于很多人在十二点之后来的话呢，他可能只是在寻求崇拜的最后这一个部分。
If someone invites you to a fancy restaurant to have a full meal, will you be going there 1 hour later just to have the coffee and cookies?
如果有人请你到一个非常好的饭店餐馆来吃一顿饭的话，你会不会就是也是迟到一个小时，然后只是喝一些咖啡和吃一些甜点呢？
So today we are going to look at how's the sermon part, that is the preaching of God's word related to you.
所以呢，今天我们就要来看一下如何这样的传讲神的话语是与我们的生活息息相关的。
In the Bible, there is a very familiar story of the sower.
在圣经里面有一个非常我们熟悉的这个故事，就是播种的故事。
Jesus preached this parable to the crowds.
耶稣呢把这个预言讲给了人们听。
He said a sower went out to sow the seeds. Some seeds fell on the roadside, and the birds came and ate them.
他说有这个播种人呢，在撒种的时候，有一些种子呢是散落在路的外面的，有这个鸟就过来把它们吃掉了。
Some seeds fell on a rocky land and not much soil.
然后有一些种子呢是撒到了这个石头路上面的，没有很多的土壤。
It sprang up quickly, but the soil was shallow. Once the sun came up, this plant died quickly since it didn't have root.
这个种子呢发芽发得很快，但是因为土壤很浅，阳光一出来的时候呢，这个植物就死掉了，因为它并没有什么的根。
Some seeds fell into the thorns, which grew up and choked the plants, so the plants bore no fruits.
很多这个种子呢撒到了荆棘里面，然后它们这个荆棘长起来的时候呢，阻挡了这个植物的生长，所以说植物并没有结出果子。
Only those seeds fell on good soil, where it produced a crop with many folds.
只有这个种子撒到了好的土壤里面的时候，它才生长出果实。
Then at the end, Jesus yelled out, "Whoever has ears, let them hear."
所以在最后的时候，耶稣大声地说道：“有耳可听的，就应当。”
So from this parable, we can draw a very simple conclusion.
所以从这个寓言里面，我们可以得出这样的一个简单的结论。
The result is not determined by the seeds, but the place where the seeds fell on.
这个种子呢，并没有办法决定最后的结果，但是这个种子撒到了什么地方是可以决定的。
The same seed falling on a hard ground or a fertile soil will have totally different results.
同样的种子如果